Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Noor Muhammad. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Noor Muhammad, assalamu alaikum to you.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
All right. So many reasons are enumerated for the occurrence of the Islamic Revolution of Iran in 1979. Let's get back in the history of the world and the history of the Islamic Revolution of Iran and see what was the situation like on that time. Sheikh Noor Muhammad, let me be frank and let me be straight. Some people might say that the people of Iran were at ease on that time, so they changed their regime because they were comfortable. I mean, there was no oppression, there was no pressure, they were having a comfortable life, they were having a luxurious lifestyle. So that's why maybe they said that let's change the regime and let's do the revolution. Is it the reason?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Absolutely not. Because if you go to the, in that time, I think easiest way is to ask our grandfather or grandmother, the Iranian.
Yes.
They were suffering from different disaster and weak point in the regime at that time. Mm-hmm. For example, so many destitute poor people on the streets, homeless people, they going to the, I don't know, to the different places on the street to find some places to get a sleep. I mean, most of the youth, they didn't have proper job. I mean, it's completely...
You mean shelterless people, that's
distorted,
right.
Distorted, yeah. Okay. Distorted the match of the before the Islamic Revolution. And they want to buy this propaganda and false information. They want to distort the mind of the youth, especially this new generation. Mm-hmm. For example, Generation Z.
Yes.
That they want to distort the mind and to give their own understanding of the, you know, before the Islamic Revolution of
Iran. So what do you think the main reasons for the Islamic Revolution of Iran was? I mean, against the Pahlavi regime on that time.
Main reason, of course, we have numerous reasons, one of which is dependent on West, especially America.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the different rulers in that time, prime minister, and especially the Shah himself, they were totally dependent on West, especially in particular, American, you know, regime.
And
they didn't have their own independent decision-making. Mm-hmm. Rather, even they want to drink water, before that, they were asking permission from the American regime that time.
All right. Okay.
And this was the main problem in that time, because Iranian people, not only Iranian people, no nation can stand on and tolerate the dependence on another regime abroad.
All right.
Because dependent means, economically speaking, culturally speaking, is require a kind of hegemony, mm-hmm, of the American on the Iranian nation. They want to Americanize Iran.
All right.
Before Islamic Revolution. They, mm-hmm, want to Americanize the minds of the people.
Americanizing is mostly the lifestyle and the politics?
Exactly. Uh-huh. The lifestyle, the politics and the culture, because we are proud of being Iranian and Islamic.
All right.
You know, Islamic Iranian. Mm-hmm. We are not American. Of course, we respect the American people. We are no, but this is our country.
All right.
We want to have our independence. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's right.
And of course, we have many other reasons that I count those reasons
okay.
too.
That's right. Very good, Sheikh Rouhani. There were so many opposition groups against the Shah at that time, but finally, the victory was in the hands of, we can say, the clergyman led by the late Imam Khomeini. Do you think that his leadership and his slogans were really different from the other opposition group to find supremacy over other groups, opposition groups on that time?
You mean the religious people, the clergy?
The religious, we can't say the liberalists on that, mm-hmm, time. We, mm-hmm, know that so many groups were against
the
Pahlavi regime on that time. But finally, the supremacy was with the clergymen led by the late Imam Khomeini. Why? What was the main reason?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When it comes to the main reasons of the occurrence of the Islamic Revolution, I think we can categorize the reasons into different categories. So one part of the reasons goes to the Shah's or the king's authoritarian kind of rule and repression. For example, when it comes to the political oppression, to the lack of democratic kind of participation or human rights abuses, these are the things that, of course, goes to the Shah's kinds of rulings or system of ruling over Iran before Islamic Revolution. Mm-hmm. And there are some socio or socioeconomic kind of disparities and inequalities that also were among the main causes of this revolution in Iran. Unequal kind of distribution of wealth, and also a kind of rapid modernization and westernization of Iran also was one of the main causes, because the urban migration and slums caused by this kind of rapid modernization, because numberless people headed towards the cities. And of course, the numberless people, millions of people got unemployed and got without any jobs, you know, so this caused the problems, economically talking. And also the role of clerics are really important, because the opposition of the regime's policies against some of the main Islamic beliefs, main Islamic lifestyles, main Islamic traditions and teachings. So it caused, again, the main problem for this regime. And also the other main reason for the occurrence of this revolution was this, that the anti-imperialist kind of sentiments and, let's say, foreign interference, when it comes to the Western's role in that time in Iran, of course, this westernization was a kind of process that sought to just sought their own interests in this region. And they didn't care about the, let's say, the people's interests, the nation's interests. It was not not only in Iran, in many other countries, America played the same role in the 20th century. So that's why, for example, we have nationalization of the oil in Iran. You know, so it was one of the main causes of this, later led to this revolution.
Well, we know that the oil and the petroleum of Iran was in the hands of British. Portuguese, we can say, and the Americans were after that. That's right.
Okay. So these were the different causes that finally led to the victory of this revolution, because the people were really in dire need of the big change and all the policies of the regime, because they really wanted to have their own, let's say, interests, to have their own national interests supported, and to empower Iran as a powerful country in terms of economy, in terms of politics, in terms of all things. But unfortunately, we know that the Western powers in Islamic countries and Eastern Asia, they did not truly supported the nations. They just misused and abused the people, and they just made use of their economic kind of sources, mines, minerals, and these things, and let the people poor. This left the people poor, I mean.
Yes, yes.
So that was the main causes of this change in Iran.
All right.
Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون.
And Sheikh Nur Muhammad, Islamically speaking, and in terms of belief system, what are the achievements of the Islamic Revolution of Iran? I mean, the people of Iran were Muslims, were Shia Muslims before the revolution too in 1979. But what were the achievements after 1979?
You know that after the Islamic Revolution, I mean, since Islamic Revolution, we have a lot of achievements, you know, one of which is freedom of the opinion of people, you know, or freedom of speech. And most of the people, in most cases, actually, we have the there is no limitation of the freedom of speech, freedom of opinion. But before the prior to Islamic Revolution, we had the suffocation of the opinions, And nobody has right to express opposition against the regime, opposition against the, for example, different ideas, for example, like the against the Israeli regime, against different points. There was no freedom of speech, freedom of thought, or freedom of opinion. But right. after the Islamic Revolution, we have all these merits. Mm-hmm. And another point is, giving some freedom for the youth. Before or prior to Islamic Revolution, again, was suffocation of the capacity of youth. If somebody, one of the, young people, they wanted to have some kind of, achievement or new phenomena, they didn't let him to do that. The regime did not permit that.
All right.
To have for this young staff, for All this right. young person, to show himself or herself, right. his or her capacity. But after Islamic Revolution in Iran, you find that we give the all freedom for youth to blossom. Mm-hmm. The capacity
right.
to show their independence. I mean, scientifically speaking, in different universities, you find a lot of youth, male and female, that are going, they graduate from high-ranking universities. I think these That's are right. very obvious. You cannot find, a special university prior to Islamic Revolution. All but right. after Islamic Revolution, you find very high-ranking, universities.
Especially for the female, for the women's
for
side.
The woman, yes.
And the women education, that's right.
Exactly.
So many of the experts in different fields of studies related to women's studies.
It's a big achievement. Before Islamic Revolution, if you want to go to the physician, mm-hmm. there was no physician. And they were importing some physician from India.
Or Philippines and India.
Or Philippines.
That's right.
Very funny
yeah.
story.
Yeah, yeah.
But after Islamic Revolution, even on your homeland, even on your on different streets,
Yeah.
Even here in Qom, you find a lot of physicians, an
yes.
expert physician, male,
okay.
female. I mean, different physicians
yes.
we have, and people can
yes.
benefit from these
okay.
Different achievements.
Especially as a Muslim,
revolution.
It is needed. For example, the women refer
yes.
to the female doctors.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay.
Yes.
There are so many fields of studies related to the women, and the as you said, female physicians. Are needed. That's all right. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, what about other achievements? Can you name some other achievements which took place after the Islamic Revolution of Iran? We got about 2-3 minutes.
I think one of the very great achievement of the Islamic Revolution is this, that the Iranian nation actually was able at that time to establish a kind of political an economic system which was completely in line with their own, let's say, tradition, mm-hmm. with their own culture, with
okay,
their own
brilliant.
Identity.
All right.
And it is really, really significant mm-hmm. to have a system that is completely compatible with your own, let's say, belief system, belief or lifestyle, or let's say, customs, traditions, culture, cultural values, identity. I think this is one of the most significant achievement of this Islamic Republic in Iran.
Very good.
Because when you have such a kind of system, at the end of the day, what you achieve is all for the benefit of you.
Good.
But if you have a kind of other systems which are designed by others, mm-hmm. it is absolutely clear for everybody that at the end of the day, they will harvest what they actually uh-huh. yeah try to achieve by this system.
This
that
is
they
what the colonialism
it.
Was
exactly.
after. Yeah, for
because,
example, in India,
yes,
in
yes.
Africa. Yeah, that's
look
right.
at, for
in
example,
West Asia.
Look at Afghanistan in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
America imposed the kind of system there, economic yeah. system
yes.
and, let's say, political system. And they always say that we spent billions and billions of dollars in Afghanistan. But at the end of the day, we see that when they left Afghanistan, they did not leave anything for Afghan people.
Yes.
And they just evacuate Afghanistan as in a vacuum,
yes.
without any facilities,
yes.
without anything. While
or
they
in
were
Iraq,
in this, yeah,
yes.
same as the case with Iraq and with other. But when it comes to the Islamic Republic, look at, for example, if you compare Iran Nowadays, Iran to the Iran, for example, like 20 years back, 40 years back, we see, as it was rightly mentioned, lots of kind of developments and advancement in different fields. Because of what? Because this system is established by this people, by this nation, and seeking their own interests, seeking their own benefits. And it's not designed by the others.
Okay.
And this is very much important that we should take it into consideration.
Thank you for a nice elaboration regarding this topic, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Nur Muhammad. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. For more information, please visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased.